Good evening, everybody. Welcome to JW's Brainwaves, where I am your host, Jessica Brooks, and I'm here with my co-host,
Shirley Brooks.
And we have a very special show for you today. I'm super excited to... I'm like jumping the gun, actually. But I'm going to finish the statement before I forget it. We have a really good friend of the show coming in, and he has an amazing story. He is my... traumatic brain injury brother. He is super phenomenal. His name is Shane, and he is my Instagram buddy. We're always tagging each other and everything, and he's gonna come on the show tonight. You do not want to miss that. But I wanted to check in with Mom. What did you do this week?
Well, this week I actually called in to one of the local radio stations here. It's a praise and inspirational station that I listen to daily, and it's called WLIB. And I called into the station because they asked for people to call in and give a quick testimony, and I called in, and Liz Black, the host, she answered the phone. I gave a praise testimony and regarding one of my coworkers and, you know, something that was going on with her. And I actually won a CD. Which for me, that's big because I don't usually win anything. But that was very big in my life. And but the good news is, though, before I called in, I'd spoken to my coworker. She had an issue, you know, with something at work. We discussed it, we prayed about it, and the issue was resolved.
Yay.
So that was really what my praise testimony was about.
Prayer works.
Yes, it does, all the time. And so that was one of the things that happened to me this week. But I actually want to jump back. 2 weeks ago. I have a story to tell. I was a little hesitant about telling it last week, but I got up enough guts. I want to talk about it this week.
All right, well.
Okay, so I'm going to try to get it in really quickly. I was in a store, and as I'm in the store and I'm at the register, the store was being robbed. But I was so busy trying to find 2 cents in my wallet because I didn't want to get a lot of change back until I didn't even realize the store was being robbed.
Wait. So you were at the cash register when this is happening?
Yes.
Did the person like have a gun or something? Or
well, I don't know if they had a weapon. I wasn't trying to find that out. But the cashier, you know, she kept looking like down this aisle, you know, and I'm like saying to myself, you know, I wish she would just hurry up and finish scanning my items. And, you know, she's so busy looking down this aisle, and, you know, it's just a man over there shopping. And so she started calling the manager on the phone, you know, asking him to come up front. And I'm like, oh, okay. So can't this wait until after she finishes ringing me up? So, you know, every time she would scan an item, she would look down the aisle, scan another item, look down the aisle, scan another item, and she'd call the manager. So finally she gets on the phone and she starts yelling for the manager, come up here quick, you know, like, John, quick, come. So anyway, he finally comes. I'm still trying to dig in my wallet for 2 cents. And the man who's stealing, he's like stealing a bunch of electronics. And he is stealing this stuff and about to walk out the door. And I can't believe that I didn't even realize what was happening. But as he walked past me, that's when all the manager and all the other store, the people in the store come running to the front. And that's when I realized the store was being robbed because now the cashier is yelling at this guy, stop, stop. And all I had to do was turn around and stick my foot out and I could have tripped the guy.
Why didn't you do that? You would have been a hero, Mom.
But I thought about it. I have kids.
Oh, my God.
Well, what if he had a weapon? You know, I didn't know.
That's hilarious.
I'll tell you the rest of this when we come back. Let's take a break.
Thanks for listening, guys. Tune back for the rest of this crazy story. Welcome back to JW's Brainwaves, where I am your host, Jessica Brooks, along with my co-host, Shirley Brooks. And if you guys are just now tuning in, you guys are missing the story of our life. Oh my gosh, my mom is sharing with us about how she was in a store and the store was being robbed not last week, but the week before, two weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot believe this. Like, she's literally, this poor woman's been through it all.
Well, now, just so you know, the reason why I'm telling this story also is because it's connected to a brain injury.
Is it now?
Yes, it is. Because after the person ran out of the store, actually to a waiting car, a car pulls up, this guy runs and hops in the car. Meanwhile, all the staff in the store is running after this guy, trying to stop him. I'm still digging for 2 cents. And the thing is, after the guy takes off in the car, one of the persons from the store, she asked me, well, what did he look like? And I stood there. I was frozen.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I turned around. I looked at him as he was running out the store.
Wait, but did he have, like, a mask or something? Or it
no,
was
I
just...
mean, he had on, like, he actually had on gray pants, a gray hoodie. The hood was on his head.
You will never be this descriptive and not be able to help them.
He had dirty blonde hair.
Oh, my God.
The girl in the car, in the getaway car, she actually had dirty blonde hair, too.
Mom, you should have filled out the police report.
Well, I couldn't. And that's another story for another time.
Oh, my God. Moving on.
But anyway. But I feel like I had a temporary brain injury because I froze. I couldn't. Even though I saw the guy plain as day, but I could not give a description at that point.
Right.
So I feel like that was a temporary brain injury.
I think that was actually your brain actually functioning properly. You hit like the flight or fright thing. So mm-hmm. Your adrenaline kicked in and you may have, you know, not been able to remember what he looked like right then and there as a protective mode because you were in a high level stress situation. So it was actually what your brain should have done.
Good. So I'm cured. I feel like I'm cured now.
I can't. Oh, there's some people. Hi guys, Justin, Orpha, thanks for joining. Davia. There you go. Oh, Miss Mayfield, yeah. Sorry, I like really jacked up your name. What did
so
I do this week?
So simultaneously as we're recording the podcast, we're also...
On Facebook Live. So I did a couple of things this week, which was pretty exciting. I went to the Urban League of Union County. Mm-hmm. And
it was a networking event.
Yes, man. It was a networking event. And it was amazing to see other young people doing their thing. It was very, very inspiring, and they were so supportive as well for my mission and my cause with Jazara's Way, and they literally had open hands like, hey, how can we help? How can we get involved? How can we partner? And it was just a really, really good atmosphere. And also, my like highlight of my life to this date is I got to talk with the Girl Scouts. I'm
Girl Scouts
so
of America.
Yes, the Girl Scouts of America. Like, it was amazing. Like, I was literally cheesing ear to ear before, during, and after. Like, the moms and, like, the troop leaders, they were just like, okay, like, yeah, it's the Girl Scouts, okay. But the Girl Scouts have been so big in my family. My sister, she had won, like, the gold and silver award. And she's literally in the books for being one of the first 5 African American women of New Jersey to complete that high gold award.
Which is similar to like the Eagle Scout Awards in Boy Scouting. Mm-hmm. So it's a very, very prestigious award, and you know, at the time when she won it, it was kind of hard to achieve that. A lot of girls tend to fall by the wayside before they get to that point. So I'm really proud that she stuck it out.
Yeah.
And she was able to achieve that award she got. And but when we come back, we'll finish discussing the Urban League. I want to talk some more about that.
All righty. Well, keep on listening, guys. Talk to you soon.
Always introduce us. Just
you're on live. Silly. Welcome back to JW's Brain Waves with me and my mom, Shirley Brooks, and I am Jessica Brooks. And we were just talking about the Irving League, and I can't read your handwriting, and how I went to go visit there, and the amazing experience I had. Basically, they were talking about finances, how to build your finances, how to get out of debt, and they had like two beautiful, wonderful guest speakers, which I'm kicking myself right now because I cannot remember their name. So shout out to the Urban League, and I'm so sorry I like butchered that, but you guys did an amazing job. I thoroughly enjoyed myself, and I think I built connections that I will never forget about through this journey.
That's good. So they didn't, some of the people though at the Urban League, they were involved in a book tour.
What?
The speakers at the Urban League.
No, I just told you about that.
Okay. It must be my temporary brain injury.
I don't know. Mom, we just talked about that. What's next on the agenda?
Hey, well, I was actually doing a little bit of research. And because one of our upcoming episodes, we're going to talk about, you know, like pretty much what brain injury survivors really want us to know.
Uh huh.
Because some of the things, you know, and like one of the first topics they even discussed really hit home for me, you know, which was, the fact that you're always talking about you need a lot more rest. You never really specifically said that you're being lazy, but you know, you do talk about how much rest that you need all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that the injury survivors want us to know, or other people to know, is how physically fatigued you get. And it's just tiring for you to even just go through the thought processes and organizing your thoughts. That actually takes a lot of physical, it puts a lot of physical wear and tear on your body. And that's, again, because people with brain injuries, because it's that silent injury or invisible injury, it's hard for other people to understand when you're saying, I'm tired. And
yeah.
And you know, you were looking at you like, you just got out the bed. How could you possibly be tired?
That happens to me all the time. Basically, when I was with my neuropsychologist, like in the early stages, what they did was they drew like a picture, like a drinking picture, like that you like kind of have like iced tea in or something. Mm-hmm. And they were saying that there are layers that you have that fill the picture. And with the layers that fill the picture, like the first layer would be like tiredness. So if you started the day being tired, I spelled tired wrong. If you started the day being tired, then you're already like 1/4 full. And then on top of that, if you have a headache, then, you know, that fills it too. And then you have like this little small slither of what you actually can do for the day with all these other components. And then this can even get stripped and cut into another piece where it's like you're stressed out, or if you had like a common cold or something like that, it fills this picture up. And once your picture is completely full, you have nothing else to give. Like, and literally that's the point where you're like, I'm in the bed, I'm done, I can't give anything else. And that's what happens to me. Even if it's good stress because I'm excited to do something like the Girl Scouts, or bad stress because, you know, I have to, you know, write a formal document or something, you know, for Jazara's Way, I get filled up so quickly and then I can't get out of bed. Like today I have a switch. Oh, I gotta go. We gotta go. I'll continue this when we come back from the commercial break. Alrighty, guys, welcome back to Jazara's. Whoa, why did I say Jazara's Way? That is our nonprofit that we're actually under. I don't know why I wanted to say that instead of JW's Brainwaves, but welcome to JW's Brainwaves with Jessica and Shirley Brooks, or Shirley and Jessica Brooks, because she says that she's the mom, so she should be named first. But what we were talking about was the pitcher and how once you fill the pitcher, you basically have nothing left. When it comes to like cognitive fatigue, and cognitive fatigue is basically when your brain is actually so tired that it slows down the process of, you know, what you need to do. People forget that your brain is the powerhouse, and you know, it tells the rest of your body what to do. So if that is injured or, you know, compromised in any way, then you're not going to do too well when your brain is trying to maintain homeostasis. Homeostasis is, you know, that constant leveling of your body. So if you're too hot, homeostasis kicks in and then it cools your body down so that your body isn't over the normal temperature. Or if your body is too cold, your homeostasis kicks in to try to level you out so that you are warm. So anytime you are trying to level out homeostasis as someone that has a brain injury, it's compromised and it takes more effort to do that. So with it taking so much effort, it kind of takes that energy from you, and then you can't do anything, and then you're left with the full picture again. You seem like you had an aha moment.
I did. No, I was just, as you were talking, I was thinking about something that you'd mentioned earlier today. You were talking to someone, and you were talking about, the flip side of the being fatigued was the fact that you could also, now you can do things that you couldn't do before, or that you didn't realize, I guess, you had it in you to do before.
You know, yes.
Like you gave the example of the 501c3.
Oh, yeah. But I feel like that was just like a strictly like spiritual thing. Like, I bumped my head and I went through some things that I feel that other people... Thank God I was able to complete my undergrad and complete it in sports science, sports medicine. I always get them flipped. One is the major, the other one is the concentration or minor. I always get them confused, so forgive me now if someone ever looks it up. And I was able to be trained from LIU Brooklyn campus, you know, how to do research for, you know, medical studies, how to go to the doctor's reference desk to double check my medications and so on and so forth. And with those skills that I had from my undergrad, thank God I was able to keep that, you know, and I didn't lose that. So I was able to ask questions to my doctors, and I kind of saw some loopholes. Not that my doctors weren't amazing, because they are, but we realized that there wasn't enough neuroscience to being discovered, almost like one of those things where it's like, oh, look, the iceberg, and then we only hit the tip of the iceberg, and down below there's like miles. Yeah, it's the bulk of it, and it's like unfortunate because, you know, you're left with, A, I have an injury, this sucks, B, I'm really stressed out, my whole life got twisted upside down, and C, you can't even tell me how to fix it. So like, that's what promoted me to start Jazara's Way, along with gaining my confidence from writing. And I honestly didn't realize that I wrote a book. I wrote a book, completely forgot that I wrote the book in the early stages of like being concussed, and I forgot about it. Someone reminded me, I looked it up, I found it on the computer, and I, not to pat myself on the back, but I actually really liked it. We're gonna come back to that. We're gonna take a quick break, so talk to you guys soon. Boy, Hey guys, welcome back to JW's Brainwaves. I'm here with my mom, Shirley Brooks, and my name is Jessica Brooks. So we left off speaking about my mom mentioned something about, like, after the brain injury, I was able to do certain things that I didn't think that I could do before. And I was just sharing my story, and basically, in the early stages of being concussed, I was able to put, like, a pen to paper, and I started writing, and literally that was the only thing that I had energy to do. It was the only thing that made me feel like I was a part of society to a degree, because literally every time I lifted up my head, the room would spin. It was so difficult to stand on my own without, you know, feeling those nauseous sensations, dizzy sensations, being sensitive to light. And it was just very, very difficult. Like, just to put it in perspective, to go and get my medications from the pharmacy, my mom would kind of laugh at me and, like, kind of hurt my feelings a little bit. But I needed to do it just to get to the pharmacy counter. I would have to sit in those, like, carts at ShopRite to...
Little motorized carts.
Yeah, that, like, beeps, like, when you're, like, going backwards and stuff. And, like, people were looking at me. And it, like, made me feel really uncomfortable. But I literally didn't have enough strength to walk from the front, to walk from the car to the front door of the grocery store, and then from the grocery store,
from the front of the store,
to the pharmacy. So I had to, like, sit in those carts, and even still, like, the cart wasn't the best ride either, because I'm still dizzy, and I'm still riding in there. My mom's, like, laughing, kind of, and, like, rolling her eyes.
Run little old ladies over in the grocery store.
I mean, I didn't do it. I'm sorry, old ladies. Like, I didn't mean to on purpose. But, you know, that was just, you know, the severity of it. And it was just, like, nothing was normal about that. And I had to, the only thing that I could do that, like, was, like, semi-active at the time when I started to recover was write. So I started writing, and I would write, like, little poems, mantras, little words of encouragement and stuff. And then I was like, why don't I just put this into a book, I guess, because I really don't remember me writing it at all. And I ended up starting to, like, type little by little on my mom's computer, and I saved it. And when I found it a couple of days ago after a friend mentioning it, because I was, like, excited, and I'm telling my friend, like, oh, I have this speaking engagement I have to go to. Like, I got invited. How cool is this? And they're like, well, are you going to, you know, what are you going to say? And I was just like, brain injury stuff. And they're like, well, why don't you pick, you know, some inspirational quotes from the book that you shared with me? And I was just like, wait, what? Like, I wrote a book? And I was literally in the car with my dad, and I was just like, when the heck did I write a book? And I'm like, I don't not believe you. Like, I think I feel like I wrote a book, but I don't know what the book was about.
Because I remember you, like, you would take some of the words and, like, almost, like, say, like, put them in the shape of a triangle, and on one page, and then the next page, you would maybe the next paragraph that you were writing about, maybe that was like in a circle. So you did some really creative things with even how you wrote the book.
Lord knows. I am not the strongest writer at all. Like, I literally write how I talk, but apparently the book was, like, perfectly formed. Everything that I wrote in the book was really, really nicely written, and I can only, like, say that that was God and it wasn't me. And so that was definitely one thing that I feel like I did that I didn't know how to do before. And then also that gave me encouragement, and it gave me confidence enough to start asking my doctors questions, that right there. And I was just like, wait, I need to take hold of my own recovery and, you know, do what I can when I can to be proactive. And then that's when I started finding, you know, that neuroscience wasn't as developed as we would like it to be. Or, we got to go back on a break.
Yeah. So when we come back, though, I want to discuss, get back into this a little bit more. Hi, welcome back to JW's Brainwaves. I'm Shirley, and Jessica, my co-host. No, we're here talking. When we left off, we were talking about how Jessica is now, well, how she actually wrote a book, and she didn't remember that she wrote a book.
So sad. But it was actually good.
And it was. It really was. And like I said, and before that, you know, I talked about my temporary brain injury because I forgot you wrote the book, too.
Well, that makes me feel normal.
Yes. Right, so you're not that far out in left field, okay? But you know, but how we got into the subject, we were talking about things that she, since she had the injury, things that Jessica's able to do now that she didn't have the confidence or she didn't have the know-how to do prior. One of the things too also was
it's a nonprofit.
Yeah, you filled out your 501c3 paperwork. You actually got a 501c3
where the first time around it didn't even get like denied or anything.
I mean, you know, people pay, you know, lawyers and accountants and just grant writers even to fill out that type of paperwork for them, and you know, with a brain injury, just
concussed,
did it on your own. Every week I learn these new phrases. And just a side note, I asked her to stop using so many acronyms, because, you know, TBIs, CTEs, and all that stuff like that. I don't know what all that stuff means.
I mean, I kind of just look them up, like, right before, like, we have our talks.
again, with just two things, you know, that stand out, that I was really proud of her that she was able to do, even with the injury, you know, going back, I remember actually last Sunday, my bishop, his daughter, his oldest daughter, she said something, you know, and she referred to the fact that she said she wasn't, basically what she was saying was she wasn't the greatest student, you know, while she was in school. You know, and I remember the struggles that you had, Jessica, you know, especially with math, and, you know, and it's almost it's almost bittersweet, the fact that your math teacher walks past our house
I don't want to talk about it.
but I always felt that the teachers that you had, or the teachers or the subjects that you had the most problem with,
were easy ones.
Those are the ones that you actually learn the most, because at one point you just get to a point where you just kind of just dig in and you do what you have to do to get through that class, or to learn whatever that subject is, or to just get, because one of the things I remember, I don't know if you remember, I used to always tell you, you know, you do the work now, because if you don't do it now, you're going to see that same teacher next year.
I never saw a teacher the following year, by the way. I never, ever, ever. That I know for a fact.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad you remember that.
I'm confident about that.
I'm glad you remember that. But you know, but again, you know, you've through this injury, it appears you've found some inner strengths that you didn't know you had.
Well, I have a little help, I'm not gonna lie. You know, at the JFK Brain Injury Center, I have met so many beautiful people there, and honestly, I think of them. I think of them every time I think of Jazara's Way, and I think of. Many people don't even know what Jazara means, and Jazara means blessed princess. And when I think of that, I think of royals. Like, every royal monarch, especially like female, they have prided themselves in, you know, being, you know, there for the betterment of the community, betterment of their country, and, you know, servicing the country. And that's why I chose that name, because it's like a stamped promise that we will always be there to fight and, you know, to be on the side of, you know, the brain injury community. Mm-hmm. And every night I think of every person that I meet at that center. Oh, we have to take a break soon. And that's my why.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we come back, we'll discuss some more of your why.
Come back. Hey guys, welcome back to JW's Brainwaves. And I have some unfortunate news. Oh man, I was really, really, really excited. I opened up the show with talking about my brain injury buddy, my brain injury brother Shane. I always really do bad with his last name. I'm so sorry, but unfortunately, like, because of technical difficulties, he wasn't even able to patch in on the show, and I'm hoping that we can get it together for maybe next week, because his story is amazing, and you really do not want to miss that at all. Also...
Well, you know what? Before we go, though, I did want to talk a little bit about CTE, which is an acronym.
Look at you, stepping out the box.
For chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Which means...
what does that mean?
it's a diminishing of the brain from multiple hits or multiple traumas to the brain. And it actually diminishes...
Like the outside case of the brain.
Mm-hmm, if you say so. And, you know... Unfortunately, a lot of people associate that with, you know, some of the sports figures.
Yeah.
They tend to get a lot of, you know, hit, you know, and it's multiple sports. It's not just, you know, a lot of people associate that with football, but it's multiple sports where a person can get, you know, some type of a hit to the head where, again, you know, they're almost like, well, when I was growing up, they used to say boxers were punchy. Because, you know,
punchy
because they got so many hits to the head, you know, from punches.
Right.
Until when you know, outside of the ring, they were punchy. They, you know, they always acted like they just got hit in the head.
I have a crazy story about a boxer that I met. Oh, goodness. He's, God bless his soul, but I'm not even going to get into that. Maybe next time. Maybe I'll ask him if I can share that story.
Well, you can share. You don't have to tell him his name.
So my sister and I, we go to like a pro boxing match, and like we're like enjoying the fight. We're ringside. We're like, you know, with all the celebrities and stuff like that, and we're like trying to fit in. We're like totally underdressed, but it's whatever. And we're enjoying the fights. And we're at the Barclay Center, which is absolutely beautiful. And we're meeting all these different boxers. We're talking about Jazara's Way. We're talking about TBIs, which is traumatic brain injuries. And we're talking about, you know, the effects that it has and, like, you know, getting their viewpoints on, you know, what's happening and stuff. And we have this full-fledged conversation with one of the boxers. He's, like, very, very notable. And at the end of the conversation, I'm like, oh, wow, this is going great. And he goes, yeah, it was awesome to meet you. I hope you have a good night, sir.
So he's a little punchy.
Oh my God, I lost it. Like, I literally
one or two hits to the head.
Like, I couldn't even control myself. Like, me and Jennifer looked at each other. Jennifer is my sister, and we're like. And as soon as he left, like, we ended up cracking up. Like, I'm like, oh my God, and I was like, yep. He's my brain injury buddy. Yep. But to circle back to the CTE, I feel really bad for, like, the NFL and stuff, because they're getting blamed with all of this. And, like, with traumatic brain injuries, athletics isn't even the number one cause. Like...
So what is? I mean, what
depending on where you live, like, it can either be auto accidents or falls. And then when it comes to falls, it goes over to specifically the age group of the elderly. So I'm just like, wait, what? Like, why are they? I mean, I know why they're giving them, like, so much flack, but, like, at the flack. Oh, I did say it right. But at the same time, you know, like, there are significantly greater causes of traumatic brain injuries. And it's just, like, unfortunate that they're, you know, they're trying to make them the poster child of it and concussions. So I feel really bad. Like, as a TBI member, I'm with you, NFL. But we'll come back and we'll finish up the show. Keep listening and we'll talk to you soon.
Hi, welcome back. We just want to wrap up with just a few words about the Grammys. Last segment, we were talking about CTEs, which is chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is, you know, diminishing of the brain after multiple hits. We're also doing Facebook Live simultaneously, and we had a question. Someone wrote in asking questions about long-term effects on brain injuries. So next week we'd like to start in talking, discussing that. We'll do a little bit of research. You're going to speak to your doctors
and board members
this week regarding that, and see if we can get a little bit more insight into that area.
Yeah,
because I'm also curious, you know, about what's going to happen in your future.
Yeah, I was like saying before, I was like, oh man, my poor husband, like, God bless him, y'all pray for him now, because I really don't know what's gonna happen. Like, it could literally be like one of those things where I'm like Muhammad Ali towards the end, or I have like Alzheimer's, or, you know, there's so many different, like
Parkinson's.
Yep. And individuals who have brain injuries are susceptible to that. Excuse me. Also, like, there's so many possibilities, or I could just grow old and be fine. You know what I mean? Which would be great, you know?
Yeah.
And I can just have my own personal wackiness, like, that I have on my own.
You could continue with your own personal wackiness?
That would just be great, you know, just have my own regular personality, but who knows? It's scary. And, you know, like I was saying before, when it comes to the research, it's like an iceberg where, you know, we have a lot of information that is found, but at the bottom of the iceberg, you know, there's a big chunk that's still left to be unknown. And that is one of the primary reasons why I started Jazara's Way. So hopefully we'll be able to get back with, like, one of our followers from Facebook Live, and we can chat about, you know, mm-hmm. what are some of the possibilities. Like, I know with the CTE, they're able to actually detect that now without being dead.
Right.
Yeah. There's like a certain protein that they look for that releases in the body. I don't know if it's specifically, well, hormones come out of the brain to go, and then they like kind of match up with something. That was the layman's term version. And that's like one of the proteins. I can't remember if protein is a hormone right now. Don't judge me. But yeah, it gets released in the body, and they can, you know, see there's direct connections to that hormone and people who have the CTE, which is a great, you know, finding. And we didn't even get to talk about the Grammys like that. I really wanted to talk about that.
Well, I'll just say real quick, I like Bruno Mars, I like Rihanna, and a bunch of other people that I didn't know. I like their performances too. I don't think that Jay-Z and Beyonce, I don't think they should bring their little kid to the Grammys. She should have had herself at home in the bed.
With a juice box, though.
With a juice box. Really? And, you know, Jay-Z, that's okay that you didn't get any Grammys, you know, this time. You got enough at home already. Just
I was going to say there were like a couple of them between the two of them, like 40-something of them. Like, really? There's a large amount.
All right. So y'all would need a new bookshelf or something for them.
I mean, so I think they're good. I think his album was amazing. I think it was just like a little bit too to the left. A little bit, whereas Bruno Mars is like,
maybe
for everyone.
Was to the right, because his wife's music was to the left.
Oh, Lord.
To the left. Anyway.
Lord help me. But thank you guys for tuning in to our show. Thank you to our listeners. Always feel free and welcome to call in. Stop by our Instagram. We are
send
JW.
Questions.
Yep, send us your questions through our Instagram. We are JW Brainwave. Bleh, that was weird. Uh-huh. JW's Brainwaves on Instagram. We're on Facebook as well. You can also contact us through Jazara's Way. So follow us on Instagram. Leave us with your questions, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.